Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1 with a public service announcement coming out to listeners from Limocar, the bus transportation system and service that runs between Sherbrooke and Montreal. As of and effective as of May 4th, 2026, the service point that was previously located at the Montreal Coach Terminal has now been relocated downtown to the stop already included in the schedule at 800 de la Gauchetière West. This is at the heart of a major mobility hub, so consumers and customers will have direct access to Montreal's Central Station, the REM, the Via Rail network, commuter trains, as well as bus networks operated by EXO, RTL, and STM, including the Montreal Metro system at Bonaventure Station. It is meant to enhance the intermodality and facilitate connections for most public transit users. So, in absence of a viable agreement between the Montreal bus terminal, Gare d'Autocar de Montréal, and the company, which had to vacate the current facilities to avoid passing on a price hike and increase in the ticket fares, has offered customers a 15% discount applicable to a future purchase, and that's offered to any customer on their future purchase using this service, a 15% discount. It is to be noted that a schedule update accompanies this change of location. You're invited to go to limocar.ca, hit the network and schedule tab, and there you will see all the information you need to plan your trip. This is a service that many townshippers use, as there are stop-offs in Sherbrooke, Magog, Eastman, South Stukely, Waterloo, Bromont, Countsville, Granby, Abbotsford, and many others. So it might be worth checking out. We thank Frédéric Bourgeois-Leblanc, the manager, external communications, and public relations officer, who shared this information with us to share with you listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits, brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.